Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
So you already know this, but Sarah's a broke bitch.
We all broke bitches.
Right?
We're living in the millennium.
I own my own business. Sometimes business is good, sometimes it's not. I have to manage my money wisely.
I'm a professional side hustler, so I understand.
Right. So we were talking about like the economics of dating, especially in non-monogamy.
Yeah.
Because you are dating multiple people.
Yeah.
So how do you do
and it? Kink too, man, because you got to have supplies.
Right. So how do you do the dating on the cheap?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is one of the things you think about, because people in monogamous relationships, they have, you know, their own economic worries and stuff. But dating is not a cheap sport.
No. No, it is not. But it can be.
It can be.
It can be.
Here's the thing, though. Like, when you're meeting somebody for the first time, maybe you just do a real simple.
I'm all about the coffee date.
The coffee
like,
date.
Like, that to me is, like, one of the cheap things that you can do. Also, I'm big on free.
Mm-hmm.
And being in a city of a relative size, I mean, it's not an enormous city, but we have enough going on that you can always kind of scour events and see what's free and see what's going on. And, you know, whether it's a movie on the lawn or, I don't know, a concert or something that you can find.
Yeah. Especially in warmer weather, they do a lot of like movies on the lawn, concerts, things here. It's
I can think of four venues off the top of my head that do movies on the lawn or like outdoor movies.
Yeah. So the first meeting, like the coffee date, the single, like let's have a cocktail, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy to get off pretty cheap.
Sure.
It's if you decide, okay, let's go on like a date.
Right.
Then it's how is it presented as far as, am I going to seem cheap? Am I going to seem like I'm not invested in anything? So I can see where it is stressful and it's kind of a struggle for people.
I'm not going to lie. I have bailed like a really great date that was like a coffee only date. And then it was like, are you hungry? Do you want to go get some food? And I'm like, yeah, I really have this thing that I have to do mostly because I don't want to pay.
Yeah.
Like I didn't tell them that, you know, obviously, but I have done that before.
Yeah. When you're like, I don't have enough money to buy dinner for us both.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Mm. And that's the other thing is like who pays.
Uh-huh.
To me, if you invite,
You pay. Right.
Like if I invite someone for coffee, I always offer to pay.
Right.
And men and women being what they are, it's still the confusion of who should pay. Like the guy's always like, oh, God. And if they offer to, then, and they're like, no, really, let me pay. And I go, okay. And maybe I leave a tip. Like that's a good way to split it. Like
yes.
One person pays, one person at least leaves the tip.
Yeah.
This is another good reason to always have cash on you.
Right.
Even though we don't have cash these days.
Right.
Tip money. Splitting is completely fine, especially the first time. So, guys, just so you know, here are George and Sarah's rules for the initial meeting. It is okay to split.
Yes.
It is okay if she asks that she pays. Like, it's totally fine.
Right.
You're not less of a man or anything.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that is our heteronormative speak because... Dude, I like when you have two women dating or two men dating, I can imagine the same confusion of it's not about should the man pay, but it is like, well, who's paying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And also, I don't think it's a bad thing to say, you know what? I can't really cover it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I had done that on that date, for example, to say, you know, I can't really cover dinner right now. If he would have been insistent and said, hey, like, I got you, like, no worries, you'll just get us next time or whatever, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been opposed to that, but I didn't speak up. I didn't say it because I was just like, nah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I had some people that I started messaging and they're like, yeah, I don't get paid until Friday, so we can't go out until Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
And I take and I'd much rather hear that than like scraping together like $3.50 going, I can only get, you know, I can get a soda, but that's it. And I can't get yours. And I don't want to make them feel bad or anything.
Right.
We're cheap dates. Let's face it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're low maintenance on that.
Very much so.
Yeah. But for high maintenance people, then you're dating a different class of people than we are anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. But I think we as a society have kind of been taught to not talk money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's okay to say like,
We have also been taught in courtship that extravagance is the key. Now,
right.
I think extravagance.
Wine and dine me.
Yeah. I think extravagance of experience is the key.
Okay.
So when you talk about, let's go to X coffee house that is a couple of blocks away from where they're doing a movie on the lawn later.
Right.
Then you have a whole evening plan. And if it's on the lawn, then it's okay if there's talking. Or if you say, let's go to the museum and the museum has a cafe and we go get a soda or something in there. Because a lot of museums have free days.
Yes.
And let us not forget the economic power of your student ID.
Right.
You all have a student ID in your door, in your drawer somewhere. They don't look that closely when you're asking for a discount.
Right.
Most of the time. Sometimes you'll get busted on it and they'll be like, this is expired or this is this. This is it. But most of the time you just flash it and they go, oh, okay. And you get a discount somewhere.
I have an old student ID that has no date on it whatsoever.
Me too.
I love it.
Dear colleges, please don't put expiration dates on your student IDs.
Yes, because we will use it till we die.
That's right. I am earning back that money 10% at a time.
Yes.
10% discount may not sound like much. It may just sound like sales tax in some places. I don't care.
And also, let's not forget the power of the happy hour.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Happy hour deals that you can go and get a really nice meal or really good drinks for really, really fucking cheap.
Yes. And if you're doing a meal for happy hour, it's more fun because then you're ordering a lot of little tapas, as they call it.
Or, you know, appetizers.
Yeah, they're called appetizers. But then you're feeling fancy because it's tapas and you share things.
Yes, exactly.
And that's a little bit like, woo-woo. And you don't have to pick just one thing. That's what I like. Because Sarah and I are giant pigs.
We're samplers.
Yes. You know,
in every way.
Did we get through the last episode not talking about food?
I think the last two even.
Nuh-uh.
I know.
No way.
Yeah.
It's impossible. So, so we're going hard on the food here. Yes.
Yeah.
Look up all the happy hours. Find all the happy hours. Here's a weird hint, like, if it's around somebody's birthday, there's so many things they can get for their birthday.
If it's sign up for all the birthday things.
Yeah. Like, get yourself a separate email just for your junk food offers, coupons, whatever. Like, most people have done this.
Join the rewards clubs. Do the thing. Punch cards. Whatever.
Yeah. Like, I got a shopping app where I get cash back and I can get gift cards to places from my shopping. Like,
Groupon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Groupon even.
Yeah. Like, I use Ibotta for the shopping one.
Right.
And so far, I've dumped all the money back into my Amazon shopping.
Shopping for shopping.
Right. But they have them for all sorts of restaurants and stuff and movie cards and stuff like that. Another thing, sorry, I was on a plane.
Don't die.
I know. Every time we're recording it, it's been like something. This time, I just went to Los Angeles, and getting back to the middle of the country, I think it went, this is a different...
It's a different air.
This is a different eco environment. We're going to make you have the ick for a day. I love going to lectures. And one of the things we've talked about is being yourself and doing the things you like, and you'll be your best self.
Yes.
Like, I have taken somebody to a lecture on when they did something about the book Killer Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a free lecture.
Right.
And it was so fun. And there was a lot of socializing afterwards and talking and meeting people.
Book readings and signings, those kind of things. I mean, just little things
art
like
crawls.
That.
Art crawls are great because it gives you an excuse to get out and walk.
When you broke, you creative.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it boils down to. You get creative. And you and I, like, we're all, like, we're just suckers for the deal. I don't care if we have the money. Like, we're suckers for the deal.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
For sure.
I don't pay full price for damn near anything.
I know. I'm like, $6 flatbreads and we can split them?
Yes.
Sweet. Because sometimes you just want to, like, let's just go for a snack. Or after you've had some sex and you're like,
Can we give a shout out to Boulder Grill? Because they have one of the best happy hours at the Holiday Inn.
I really.
Downtown Tulsa.
It's at a hotel of all places.
Yeah. If anybody is ever in Tulsa, hit up the Boulder Grill.
Or late night, like Ando's has Slice Night.
Yes.
You know, look for things like that.
Burger nights. They're burger nights all the time. All week long, you can find a burger deal. One of my favorites is the tavern here that does after nine, their burger is half price. Every night of the week, after nine. That's awesome.
So it's not just like early evening and afternoon. Look for the late night specials too, that they want to get people in like after 8, after 9 o'clock. And that's something people do at the art crawl.
Yeah.
And so I love the freaking art crawl because it's just so much entertainment. There are street entertainers and stuff. And then, you know, you can go to the festivals and I know a lot of this sounds like we're just going to go walk around and look at stuff.
But it opens the door for conversation, too, because I think a lot of people get stuck in the dinner and movie trap.
Right.
And you can't really sit and talk during a movie. You don't get to know one another. And so if you're talking about like one of the initial dates, you know.
Then all you have to talk about afterwards is the movie.
The movie. Right. Right.
Look for a theater that will have like a pay what you can night to go see live theater. Rush tickets will usually go on sale. These aren't totally free, but like go look for rush tickets to theater stuff that a couple hours before the show, they're just trying to put butts in seats. Right. And I went to see Blue Man Group for like $20 doing that. And I was in the front row.
Nice.
So I just went up and I was like, hey, you getting tickets? They're, yes, we do. I went, okay, I'm sitting in a ticket that cost somebody else $200 and I paid 10% of
it. And I will say, like, have a backup plan though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, because that's not always going to work out for you. So always have a backup plan, but definitely look into it.
Yeah. We live somewhere with weather, so you need a backup plan in case there's a freaking tornado.
Yes. Or torrential downpour.
Flash
all floods. The flash flooding we've had lately. Oh, my gosh.
I'm okay. But, yeah, do these things or have a potluck. A potluck night with your friends, because especially if it goes further and you're like, I'm ready for you to meet my friends.
Yes.
There is cooking dinner for each other and that's all sweet and romantic, but there is also potluck night. There are board gaming nights.
Game nights are great.
And gaming cafes are actually pretty cheap to go to.
There are some, so I know at least here in town, we have what, three and one of them is a little on the pricey side, but they do like half price win Tuesdays or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that's relatively like cheaper. And then there's one that's free, but they have snacks and stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times in dates, there's talking, there's doing, there's an activity and there's eating.
Right.
Like those are the big components of a date.
Yeah.
So finding things to do that involve talking, eating, and doing something that is cheap or free is not that hard. Especially if you're dating or like four or five people or going on like a lot of first and second dates. I mean, I have my territory. I have my, here's some place where I always meet the first date.
Yes, me too.
I have a few of those and they can vary depending on what time of day it is. If it's like, we both work late. Okay, it's after 10. And
Donut shop.
Donut shop is great. Because it's something totally different than like, let's go get a drink. Then you're like, let's go get ice cream. Let's go get a donut. And they're like, donuts. Okay, cool. I like donuts.
Right.
And, you know, I have those go-to places. And one of them has a late night burger special, actually. So it's super easy to find those. Remember, like, what do you want to do on a date? You want to know the person.
And I don't know, like, as I'm getting older and wiser, something like that sounds good.
Older.
I think I'm much more into experiences over stuff. So like going out and having a good meal, that's great.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have like an experience, a shared experience to talk about. Like, I mean, if the food is phenomenal, then we're going to talk about it for a while.
Yeah.
Fine.
There's nothing saying you can't have a fancy date with somebody sometimes.
Right. Right. But I definitely, I'm much more into like the experiential. In fact, like one of our galleries here has this thing called The Experience. And I recently, that was our date, was we went to this awesome, cool, weird ass gallery exhibit that's all like hands-on and shit, and it was so much fun, and we had a great time, and it wasn't all that expensive.
Right. So like you said, it's a lot of this is to spur conversation, mm-hmm. to get to know the person.
Yeah.
We
and
don't...
me, I'm full of ridiculousness and being silly and stupid. And if somebody can't handle that, I need to know pretty quickly because some people are like overly embarrassed by me.
Not me. Shocker.
I could be a child sometimes.
Yeah. And I can entertain myself with what's around me. I don't always have to be force-fed entertainment.
Right.
Yes. If you're with that person, then get your wallet out. I gotta tell you that because you're gonna have to force feed them a lot of entertainment and a lot of, you know, fancy things.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to be entertained. Mm-mm. Conversation.
Yeah. Take the dog for a walk.
Right.
Borrow somebody's dog.
Yes. Take mine. Yeah. No.
Take mine. You know, little things like that. Like I said, when it's festival season, go to the festivals, and it's fun. You can find deals on just about anything, and it is not insulting to the person if you have found a deal. Now, don't be like, oh, I'm taking you on a date on a coupon.
I got a coupon.
Sure, we can go out because I have a coupon. That's a little harsh. But it's okay to, you know, like, side slip, like, hey, here's my Groupon. And especially for new places you want to try.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, we're going later. I was like, I want boba. Oh, here's a Korean fusion grill. We've never tried it. I'm specifically going to go for boba, which is like $4.
Right.
And I'll see what it's like when I'm there.
Yeah.
It's a good way to explore new places. Right. Is to do the cheap
things.
Try it
out.
And the happy hour food, I got to tell you, oh my gosh. Get with some of your friends and do like a Google Doc or something where you guys can all share who has what.
Food matrix.
Every
day of the week you can find a special. And it's pretty fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Is it happy hour?
I know. It is. Go.
I'm happy. Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.